for Albinus at least concealed his wickedness and took care not to be caught out entirely. But Gessius Florus, as if he had been sent on display to exhibit wickedness, paraded his lawless acts against our nation openly, omitting no form of plunder nor of unjust punishment. He was unmoved by pity and insatiable for gain of every kind, so much so that even the meanest sums were no different to him than the greatest, and he even took bandits into partnership. For many practiced banditry without fear, confident that they had guaranteed safety from him in exchange for a share of the spoils. Nor was even this the limit of the matter, for the unfortunate Jews, unable to endure the devastations caused by the bandits, were forced to abandon their own homes and flee, all of them thinking it better to go and live somewhere among foreigners. What need is there to say more? It was Florus who forced us to take up war against the Romans, we judging it better to perish all at once than by degrees. And indeed the war took its beginning in the second year of Florus's administration, the 12th of Nero's reign. But all that we were compelled to do, and all that we endured, may be learned in precise detail by those who wish to consult the books I have written on the Jewish War. Here, then, I shall bring my antiquities to a close, after which I began to write the war. This work covers the tradition from the first creation of man down to the 12th year of Nero's reign, and all that befell us, the Jews in Egypt, Syria, and Palestine, all that we suffered at the hands of the Assyrians and Babylonians, and what the Persians and Macedonians, and after them the Romans, did to us, for I believe I have set it all down with precision. I have also taken care to preserve the record of the high priests over a span of 2,000 years, and I have made accurate the succession of the kings, reporting their deeds and their forms of government, whether monarchies or dynasties, just as the sacred books record all these things. For this is what I promised to do at the beginning of my history. Now, having brought what I propose to a conclusion, I may say with confidence that no one else, whether Jew or foreigner, could have wished to and been able to set forth this work in Greek with such precision. My own countrymen acknowledge that I surpass them by far in our native learning, and I have also taken pains to share in Greek letters, acquiring a grasp of grammar, though long-standing native custom prevented precision in pronunciation. For among us, those who have mastered the languages of many nations are not admired, since this pursuit is considered common, open not only to free men of any station, but even to slaves who wish it. Only those who know the laws accurately and are able to interpret the meaning of the sacred writings are credited with wisdom. That is why, though many have labored at this discipline, scarcely two or three have succeeded and reaped the fruit of their labors at once. Perhaps it will not seem invidious to give a brief account of my own family and of the events of my life, while I still have those living who can either refute or bear witness to it. With this I shall end the antiquities, comprised in 20 books and 60,000 lines, and, if God permits, I will run once more in summary over the war and the events that have befallen us down to the present day, which is the 13th year of the reign of Domitian Caesar, and, in my own case, the 56th year since my birth. I have also resolved to write, according to our Jewish beliefs, a work in four books concerning God and his essence, and concerning the laws, why by them some things are permitted to us and others forbidden.